Welcome back. I'm Shannon. We're happy to have you with us. We've just got, we're having a good time here in the studio. Well, so far. We've got a guest in the studio with us this morning, which is very exciting. But just before we get to that, it's 8:36, Wednesday, April the 2nd. A beautiful day ahead of us today, folks. You're probably enjoying the rays of sunshine coming through your window right now. It is going to be sunny, 14 degrees. I said yesterday that we would be able to play golf on a day like this. I am still hopeful that I will be up this afternoon hitting balls. It's possible. Tomorrow you can expect a mix of sun and cloud clearing in the afternoon, highs around 11 degrees. Some of the stories that we're looking at today, Chad Kroeger, lead singer of Nickelback, has been found guilty of drunk driving. Chad was going 160 clicks an hour in his Lamborghini. That's worth $175,000, a Lamborghini. Did you know that? With twice the legal limit of booze in him when he was pulled over by RCMP in Surrey 2 years ago. Now, this trial, Chad has not shown up yet. His lawyer's been handling everything. But the judge says that Chad has to show up for sentencing. Right now he's on tour, so he's not around, but he has to show up for sentencing. Here's something. If you want to read more about Chad Kroeger, just how far he'll go to get a beer, pick up this month's issue of Playboy magazine. Chad is interviewed in Playboy magazine this month. Hockey Hall of Famer Guy Lafleur is suing a Montreal police detective and a Crown prosecutor for $3.5 million. He claims his arrest in January damaged his reputation and earnings. Basically, Guy Lafleur, who's 56 now, he's way older than me. He surrendered to police and was arrested January 31st for giving contradictory evidence last fall in the court case of his son, Mark Lafleur, who's 23. Mark, who's his son, faces a range of charges, including sexual assault and forcible confinement. Lafleur's arrest warrant stated that he testified in September that his son came back to the family's home every night in August while the younger Lafleur was under a court-ordered 12:30 a.m. curfew. But in testimony he gave in October, Lafleur said his son actually spent two of those nights at a hotel with a 16-year-old girl. Lafleur said he drove his son to the hotel. A new proposal in Ontario could partially ban homework for kids in elementary school. One of our two poll questions for the day is, do you think there should be a ban on homework? I think there should. I raised three little kids, and I'll tell you, I've done a lot of homework with them over the years, and it's just no darn fun for the parent. And apparently not very much fun for the kids either. In elementary school, is it really necessary? We're going to talk about that tomorrow morning. Should we be banning homework in schools? Right now, we have Dr. Melissa Carr in the studio with us. She's from Active Life Health Clinic. I can do this. We've been talking about acupuncture because BC has just become the first province in the country to offer acupuncture as a supplementary benefit for MSP users who qualify for premium assistance. Not me, but I am going to benefit from a little acupuncture right now. This all started yesterday. So we've been talking about what acupuncture can treat. Apparently, Melissa, you can treat darn near anything.
Yeah, it's really about, it's a system unto itself. So we have our own diagnostic system, and we take a look at the person. It's holistic, so that means that we look at body and mind. Mm-hmm. And from our assessment, we're treating the patterns that the person presents. So we're not really treating diseases. We're treating the person.
Okay. So let me ask you this then. If I came in and I said I'm depressed, would you treat me?
I would sit down with you and figure out whether or not the services that I have to offer are suitable for you. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned that a lot of times with conventional medicine and alternative or complementary medicine, they're coming together now. It really is becoming integrative. Mm-hmm. So, if you needed to do something else, I would suggest that and then incorporate it with maybe Chinese herbs and acupuncture and nutrition.
Hmm. Okay, we're talking with Dr. Melissa Carr from Active Life Health Center. She's an acupuncturist. She's a doctor, bona fide doctor, has a whole bunch of years behind her, and she's actually going to give me acupuncture because I think a lot of you, like me, are just darn scared of the needles, right?
Most people are scared. And the first question I usually get is it painful? And the caller before did have an experience of feeling some discomfort with the needles in her butt.
That doesn't sound like doctor talk to me. Come on. All right. So Dr. Carr, Melissa, is going to give me a needle. And we've been talking in the break. Now, she's right now applying something to me. Is it alcohol?
Yeah. Just
should I have a swig of that before you poke me or what?
I don't think this one will taste very good.
Okay. So she's, and she's identified a pressure point in my hand. Mm-hmm. And there's obviously a range of pain felt depending on the practitioner, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah. So my approach is not no pain, no gain. So the only sensation I'm not looking for is pain or sharp. So I'm looking for anything other than pain or sharp.
Should I relax or?
Yeah, just relax your hand.
Okay, I'm relaxing my hand now.
So especially with
I'm in my zen
first
place.
Time people get acupuncture, I just ask you to take a nice deep breath in and out. Did you really notice that much?
No, I didn't.
It was fine,
other than
right?
That little tap I felt. Okay, it's now I got to tell you, this is weird. There's blood everywhere. No, I've got a needle in my hand. Now, I'll tell you where it is. It's between my thumb and my index finger. Now, when you have the needle in you, I guess you're supposed to be still, are you?
Yeah, you're not moving that muscle that the needle's within, because if you move it, you'll stimulate the needle, and that's my job.
Okay, I'm feeling a little tingling in my right ear. Is that right? No, I'm kidding.
Well, it's entirely possible. People feel all range of things.
I'm just feeling a bit warm.
Yeah.
I've been penetrated. It's probably the Morse action I'm going to get today. Okay, I'm sorry. That was so corny. All right. Now, when somebody comes to you, say, presenting with a headache that they like, okay, now, does it hurt when it comes out?
No. I'm actually just going to stimulate the needle a little bit here because it's really just superficial.
Okay. She's just stimulated the needle. What was that? Did you turn it?
Yeah, I turned it and I put it a little bit deeper. It was sitting at surface level. So I figured
while
you were distracted.
All right. So let's say, for example, somebody comes, and I know this pressure point that you've got this needle in right now is one of the pressure points for a headache. But if I came in and I had headaches, how many different spots would there be?
Well, it depends on your comfort level, for one. So first-time acupuncture receivers, I will usually choose a minimal number of points. So, I mean, it can be anywhere between one acupuncture point to 40.
Okay.
Or more.
40 needles.
But yeah, I mean.
Wow.
I people often want to know how many needles they have in, and then my answer is always, I'll tell them how many, but they haven't reached my record, usually.
Okay. All right. We're talking to Dr. Melissa Carr. She's actually got an acupuncture needle in me right now, which I'm not feeling any pain at all around. Didn't feel any pain when it went in. Pretty skinny thing. We're talking about this because MSP is now going to cover acupuncture for users who qualify for premium assistance. Wow. I mean, it's just amazing. Obviously, it's going mainstream. Been around for 3,500 years, acupuncture.
Yes.
You've been around for what, 12? It's not hocus pocus, folks. I think that's the important thing to know. All right. So some of the unusual things that people might come and see you for acupuncture for.
I have a lot of people who come in for mysterious things, things that they've had tests and nothing's wrong, but they feel there's something wrong. Mm-hmm. So maybe they get dizziness in a certain situation and all tests come up fine. Mm-hmm. They get pains that there seems to be no indication for why they're getting their pains, all kinds of things that usually by the time people let me put needles in them, it's because they've tried a whole series of other things.
Yeah, they're desperate.
Yeah.
Well, and I'm sure there's some trust that needs to be established on the part of the patient for the practitioner.
Absolutely.
Because, yeah, you are going to be poking needles in them.
Absolutely. And more people are coming to me as a first course rather than the last choice.
Right.
But that's as acupuncture becomes better known. And also, I mean, we've had regulations in BC for acupuncture since 2001. Mm-hmm. So we know that you have a minimum amount of education, a minimum amount of training before you are allowed to do acupuncture on patients now.
All right. We're talking with Dr. Melissa Carr, who's with Active Life Health Clinic. She's got an acupuncture needle in me that she's going to take out right now. Does it hurt when it comes out?
Nope.
Oh, I didn't even feel that. Look at me go. I feel so brave.
And no blood.
And there's no blood. Wait a sec. Come on. I'm squeezing it to see if I can get any out. This has been fascinating, Melissa. I've really enjoyed having you in here. I wish you could stay. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with more. I'm Shannon. You're listening to CFUN 1410 AM.